Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets rebounded from another bullpen meltdown when Jeff McNeil and Michael Conforto hit consecutive home runs in the 11th for a 5-2 win over the White Sox. Elsewhere, the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees 4-2, the Rays downed the Red Sox 6-5, the Braves topped the Nationals 11-8, and the Phillies defeated the Giants 4-2. In NFL news, Jets wide receiver Jamison Crowder has been cleared by the team to practice after an injury scare left his status uncertain. And a judge has dismissed the last of three federal lawsuits targeting Roger Goodell and other NFL officials over officiating at January's NFC title game between the Rams and the Saints. That leaves one state court lawsuit pending over game officials' failure to call a blatant penalty at a crucial point, helping the Rams advance to the Super Bowl. In soccer news, national team coach Jill Ellis is stepping down after leading the United States to back-to-back Women's World Cup titles. Ellis has been coach of the team since 2014, guiding it to victories at the World Cup in 2015 and earlier this month in France. In other news, South African Caster Semenya won't defend her title in the 800 meters at the World Championships this fall. A Swiss court overturned a temporary ruling that allowed her to compete in international events without taking testosterone-suppressing drugs. Semenya is locked in a court battle with the IAAF, track and field's governing body, over rules that require her to take the drugs to counter her naturally high testosterone levels. I'm Jesse King.